Yesterday, when I'm recording this, Wizards released 2 books for early access. Now today, they dropped a new UA. I'm really mad about it when I'm recording this. I'm in a rush to get circle casting out, which basically changed half the spellcasting meta. Casters are 2 times stronger with just a little bit of teamwork. This UA is full of marshals from Xanathar's, and we have Oathbreaker. So I'm probably gonna say a lot of bad things. Welcome to Back Tactics, where I need a beer. So there are 2 subclasses here that are actually really good. We're gonna read them first. Let's start with Warrior of Intoxication for Monk. This is a remake of the Drunken Master from Xanathar's. Just to remind you who they were the ones that could flurry and then move without triggering opportunity attacks. And they get a speed bonus. They were one of the better monks back in the day, and now they got 2 new features. Mystic Brew at level 6. It's a once per short rest feature. While holding brewer's supplies, you can make a magical drink. You got 3 options: Cinnamon Dragon, Heavenly Spirit, or Refreshing Dip. The container vanishes if you take a short rest. You spend a full minute drinking it, and for an hour you'll have a buff. Cinnamon Dragon gives you an action cast 30-foot breath weapon that forces a dex save. On a fail, a creature takes fire damage equal to 4 rolls of your martial arts die, and gets the poison condition until the end of your next turn. It also does half damage. That's 14.4 average damage at this level. That's the same as Binding Ice at 3rd level, which is incredible. This lasts an hour. You can spam the breath every turn. Heavenly Spirit, you gain resistance to psychic and radiant damage, whatever. That seems random to me. And finally, Refreshing Dip. Whenever you regain hit points, you regain additional hit points equal to a roll of your martial die. This one goes really crazy with good berries, by the way. The Cinnamon Dragon is the best one. Also, I really love the concept. Oh, wait, we've got more goodies. When you create a magical brew, you can expend 1 key to make the duration last 8 hours. Oh, wow, I'm actually really impressed. Monks can rest cast. You can get all the benefits this way by drinking and short resting and then drinking again. I recommend going for Cinnamon Dragon and Refreshing Dip. Now I'm really excited. Let's see the other feature that's at level 11. It replaces something that sucks. I don't want to get into it. So, Master Brewer. You get 2 more brew options to rest cast. Blue Lightning, whenever you take a reaction that isn't making an opportunity attack or casting a spell, you can make 1 unarmed attack as part of that reaction. This will go off all the time with Deflect Attacks, Defensive Duelist, and there's some fighting styles that can trigger this too. Anyways, add this to your short rest casting schedule. It's a DPR increase, you know? The other drink is Drunkard's Luck. You gain heroic inspiration when you don't have it already. In addition, you can give yourself heroic inspiration when you roll initiative without it. Wow! This is a really good marshal. And it has an AoE cone for 8 hours and it can rest cast. Reading this actually made me really happy. If this gets nerfed, I'm gonna be really mad.
Kobold and Gator Dice are now live on Kickstarter!
The kobold will make your monk breath more draconic and powerful.
And the gator dice will make you better at grappling. We've got the strongest bite in the world. Schnee, schnaw, schnappy, 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 schnapp.
With our combined power, we will help you destroy all of your enemies. And then there will be treasure, and we can progress the story. With these dice, tables who are familiar with us will know what kind of caliber player you are. One who's very versed in the game, and one who values tabletop etiquette above all.
And fireball!
And fireball. We've got big dice, small dice, trays, coins, even kobold and gator themed adventures for low level play. We made them really easy to run and beginner friendly too. So what are you waiting for? Ride your phantom steeds over to the Kickstarter. If you really like our content, please consider supporting us. You get fun stuff by doing so. Even if you're just aiming for a single d20, that still helps us immensely. Link in the description. description. Back to the video. The other good subclass was Spiritual Guardian Barbarian. Before this was Ancestral Guardian. Let's see if they get Spirit Guardians. That would be crazy. Third level feature got a redesign. While raging, when you hit a creature with a weapon or unarmed attack, you can cause one of the following effects of your choice. Distract. Until the start of your next turn, the target has disadvantage on attack rolls against targets other than you. Protect. Until the start of your next turn, the next time the enemy hits a creature other than you with an attack roll, that creature has resistance to the damage. And finally, Strike. That one just does 1d6 extra damage. What's interesting is if you have extra attack, and let's say you can make 3 attacks, if all of them hit, you can grab all the options if you want. I love tanking features, they're super rare, so I'm very happy to see this got improved. But overall, Strike is going to be the best one in majority of cases. I can already tell that this is going to be one of the best barbarians. Spirit Shield is the same, except it basically got a side grade, I would say. You roll a number of d6s equal to your rage bonus. This still only works on one attack, so I find this disappointing. Level 10 is the same. Level 14, Capstone. When you make an attack roll with a melee weapon as part of the attack action, and roll 18, 19, or 20 on the d20, you can make one additional attack with the same weapon as part of that action. Once you use this feature, you can't do so again until the start of your next turn. There's a 15% chance of this happening. With advantage is 28%. It's a DPR increase all around, but I wouldn't try to fish for this with advantage unless there's a monster with super high AC. If you're really mitmaxing, you should find out where that number is. I don't feel like searching for it, I'm sorry. This barbarian is not too far from Giant in terms of power. I still think Giant is king. They get better features. I would be more excited for this subclass if it wasn't for the circle magic, which I read yesterday. My power compass has changed, but hey, it's one of the best ones. That was the two best subclasses. Now let's move on to Oathbreaker Paladin. People love the concept of this subclass, but I think it's dumb that they have tenants. They're an Oathbreaker, who cares? This is the punk rocker of paladins. First up, spells. Darkness, Fear, and Steel Wind Strike are fun ones. But what is truly a crime here is they swapped Animate Dead with a Tasha Summon. That's so bad. That was one of the reasons why you would go Oathbreaker too. Next, Dreadful Aspect. When you Divine Smite, you can expend a Channel Divinity to cause a 30-foot emanation Frighten. It's a Wisdom save. On a fail, enemies are frightened, but there's a repeat save. The old Channel Divinity was so much better in Shutdown because if they failed the save, there was no repeat save. They only got out of it if they took damage. And even if they succeeded against the save, their speed would be halved for 1 minute until they took damage. That stacked with difficult terrain. I'm gonna rate this feature bad. But that's not the only third level feature they get. They also have Conjure Undead. As a bonus action, you can expend one use of your Channel Divinity to summon a number of undead equal to half your charisma mod rounded up. They can be zombies or skeletons, but they're only under your control for 1 minute. They share your initiative, and you can command them without taking any actions. That's super cool. I understand why they removed the old Channel Divinity now. But why did they remove Animate Dead then? Anyways, this is really powerful as soon as you get it. In terms of power compared to the old Channel Divinity, they're pretty neck and neck. It mostly depends on the party. But I'm rooting for this because I like the Death Knight concept more than the, oh, I'm a big scary paladin concept. I have a feeling a lot of people are gonna disagree with me, but I don't really care about Oathbreaker either way. They can be two different paladins. I think that's the best approach. Next, the aura. It's better because you have Conjure Undead, but it only works with melee attacks. In play, it's not really a problem because you'll go into melee, conjure the dead as a bonus action, and then have everyone gank the enemy. But whatever, good enough for me. Listen, I just want Animate Dead. Level 15 feature is the same. Capstone now imbues your aura of protection to have a 30-foot magical darkness, which all of your friends can see through, which is incredibly strong. And it can be recharged by expending a 5th level slot, which is absolutely worth doing. This lasts 10 minutes. And that's not all. If a frightened creature starts its turn in the aura, then they take 4d10 psychic damage. And you have a bonus action melee spell attack that does 3d10 plus your charisma mod damage. The magical darkness which your friends can see through is really the biggest highlight here. For tier 4 play, this is an appropriate capstone. It's huge. That's very hard to get rid of. Oathbreaker here was mostly a side grade, which is kind of impressive. But I think it needs to be in the oven more, and it can be split into two different subclasses. One's a Death Knight, the other is the Scary Paladin. So skimming through the rest of the subclasses, they suck. I don't want to cover Bad Marshals, so I'm skipping them. If you want to read the other two subclasses here, which are Storm Herald and Cavalier, link in the description. I want to get back to circle casting. End the video. Check out the Koopal and Gator Dice on Kickstarter. They're live right now. Thank you for watching.
Bye-bye.